How about, say, just about 15 gallons?
Well, that's a can. We have different sizes of things, you know.
Uh-huh.
I just discuss sometimes people about reading. I said, well, a keg, well, how much is a barrel?
Yeah.
I even said about reading the Bible. Mm-hmm. People read more than they expand.
Mm-hmm.
They read all day and can't tell nothing to read, you know.
That's right, yeah.
Well, I just read, you know, I read something, what you get out of it? Well, I read that whole thing, but see, you didn't get nothing.
Uh-huh.
And I said, a keg, well, how much is a barrel? You've got a keg here, don't put much in it.
Yeah,
right. You keep a pony to run over,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that's just the way we do in our study. We put more on our mind and brain than it'll hold, and we lose it all.
Yeah.
So that's just what this thing here we're talking about.
That's
you
funny.
See a keg, well, how much is a barrel? See?
Or how about a bucket?
A bucket.
Uh-huh.
Well, a bucket won't hold. It won't hold much of the
yeah.
barrel.
Do you use, like, would a bucket be a wooden? Be
well,
wooden?
We have both types, wood and metal.
I see.
See, we have both.
I see.
Now, I don't see as many wooden buckets in Houston,
yeah.
But it used to be all wooden buckets.
Mm-hmm.
But now we have metal,
yeah.
And they're not. Oh, you see, we got a wooden bucket with a brass bell. A brass, you know, it's called bell around the bucket.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
And you just take that thing, women just scour them and polish that bell. It looks so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But now we just got old common 10-quart buckets, 10 buckets.
Mm-hmm.
They're 10.
They don't get any shine.
So you got nothing to shine.
Yeah, right. What do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on a stove?
Well, now some people call them griddles,
mm-hmm.
Skillets and all like that. They have different names for them. Now we have a thing called a griddle. It's a flat thing. Don't have no, you know, it can't hold nothing to put bread.
Uh-huh.
See?
Or flat cakes or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Then we have one called a frying pan.
Mm-hmm.
You see, you it's that deep. You put grease in it.
Uh-huh.
See?
And is a skillet then different than the frying pan?
Well, yes, it's different because you cook bread on the skillet.
Uh-huh.
Then the frying pan uh-huh. is deep.
Yeah, I see.
See? Well, you fry, you have to have it where the grease won't run out.
Yeah, right.
But if you skillet, you don't have to have them. No, you just put the bread on top, you know?
Yeah.
So,
have you ever heard of a spider?
What is it?
A spider. Some people call them spiders. Frying pan, some people use the word.
Well, they spider, they call them all kind of names. Spider.
Uh-huh.
But then that's the real name, I'm told you.
Yeah.
Late name. All of them called spider.
All of them are called?
All called spider.
I see. See, what I want is not necessarily the late name, but what you would call them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, we call them both of them.
Yeah.
See?
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? You turn water on and off.
Well, we call that a, well, some people say faucet, some people say spigots.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Anyone you say both?
Anyone. Mm-hmm. You know to do it by having one of those names.
Yeah, right.
It's like a person have a real name and a nickname.
Yeah.
And so, but he asked about them.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Uh-huh, right. What about this, if it's on a barrel?
Barrel?
Yeah, this thing you turn on and off. If it's on a barrel, you call it anything different?
Mm. That old thing is called, ooh, I know the name for it, but you get syrup out the barrel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have barrels, and they put a faucet in it, and then it have a kind of lever when you pull it up.
Yeah.
And measure the syrup, then you clear it all.
Yeah.
That's called a faucet.
Mm-hmm.